This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Trump is calling it the greatest witch hunt in U.S. history. He'll be questioned under oath today in New York in a civil investigation into his business dealings. The AP's Michael Sisak is in New York.
Attorney General James's investigation is civil in nature, not criminal, so it could end with a lawsuit and potentially civil penalties like a fine. Letitia James is a Democrat, and Donald Trump has repeatedly said that her investigation is part of a continuing witch hunt against him. He repeated those claims in his Truth Social post early Wednesday morning.
This civil investigation is unrelated to the FBI search of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida on Monday. That investigation revolves around whether he took classified documents with him when he left the White House. Republicans are uniting behind the former president. This is Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner.
This is so unprecedented, so outside the realm of anything that anyone has seen in history, where a sitting president's attorney general has approved raiding the home of the past president and possible future presidential candidate against the sitting president.
Donald Trump's advisors are urging him to launch his campaign for the 2024 presidential election now. Maybe you've been wrestling with those higher prices. Well, this morning, the government is expected to release numbers that show that prices jumped 8.7% from a year earlier. But that would be better than the 9.1% year-over-year figure in June, which was the highest in four decades. A single-engine plane with engine trouble landed on a Southern California freeway near Corona and caught fire. The pilot and passenger escaped safely, say authorities. That beluga whale, stranded for several days in the Seine River in France, has died, say authorities. This is AP News. A new study finds that most insured hepatitis C patients are not getting the care they need to cure them. The AP's Lisa Dwyer's got this.
A new government study finds that fewer than one in three people infected with hepatitis C are getting the treatments that can cure them. Experts say insurance restrictions appear to be part of the reason for the surprisingly low usage. The pills can cost tens of thousands of dollars, but can wipe out the infection in only a few months. The study found that overall, less than a third of people with health insurance get the medicines within a year of diagnosis. The hepatitis C virus is spread through contact with blood from an infected person. The virus does most of its damage by infecting the liver and can lead to cirrhosis or liver cancer. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
British children's author Raymond Briggs has died. He was 88. His creations include The Snowman and When the Wind Blows, about a possible nuclear attack on Britain. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.